Small schools across the country have been subject to very significant cuts, both in teacher numbers and also in relation to the funding they receive.
Thank you, Deputy.
And it is unacceptable that we will continue to see that type of approach and measures taken, which many believe are actually contained within the Value for Money review, without the government being upfront and honest and publishing in that, so publishing the report, so we can actually have a proper debate on it and actually ensure that assurances can be given to schools as to what the future is for.
It's not something that you would rush into, given the important nature of educational provision in this country.
Thank you, Minister.
You know, this is a government that seeks to ensure that public policy and educational policy, that proper and due diligence is done in that regard.
But Minister, I have to say your response doesn't add up and doesn't make sense. To sit in a report which was commissioned to actually assess how small schools are working at the moment and also what future policy should be, and to actually not publish it so that there can be a full debate, and instead to say that you're continuing to consider issues around it long after an actual report was put together which actually made those considerations, is entirely unacceptable. And this to be done alongside measures being taken which actually puts those very same schools under massive pressure. Now we see now the current minister moving on and another minister coming in place, and still no report published.